Parshas Shoiftim. The first pasuk starts off, Shoiftim v'shoitrim titein l'cho b'chol shorecho asher Hashem alakecha noisein l'cho l'shvatecho v'shoftu esom mishpat tzedek. That there's a mitzvah to point judges, that shoiftim v'shoitrim, that's like the policemen that enforce the law, titein l'cho b'chol shorecho and all the shorim and all the cities that you live in Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah to appoint shoiftim v'shoitrim. And v'shoftu esom mishpat tzedek, they will judge the people mishpat tzedek. The Rashi brings down shoiftim, that's dayonim ha'poskim esadim. That's the judges that give the psak, they tell you exactly what is the halacha, what you're supposed to do. V'shoitrim, that's horoidim esom acha mitzvosim. Those are the ones like the policemen that enforce the law. The makel of ritzua chikab lolav esdin ha'shoifit. They hit you until you accept the law that the shoifit told you to do. And b'chol shorecha, Rashi says, b'chol ir v'ir. Every single city has to have its own shoifit, its own bezdin. And it's interesting, the Yohar Chaim brings down from the psikta that says, Rebbe Lezer ben Shemua Oimer, im yesh shoitrim, yesh shoitim. If you have the policemen to enforce the law, then there's a mitzvah to have the shoiftim, to have the bezdin. But im ein shoitrim, if you do not have the possibility to enforce the law, ein shoiftim, then there's no mitzvah to have a bezdin. So he explains, akanat vorim mechichim, shim ein shoitrim ein chiev mitzvah shoiftim. If you do not have the possibility, the policemen to enforce the law, then there's no mitzvah of the shoiftim. So he comes out and he says, the Rachaim, that if you would know for sure that people would not listen to the bezdin, then there's no mitzvah to have the bezdin. So I call upon him, the mitzvah is to have a bezdin and to have the shoitrim to make sure that people do listen to the halacha. Now we know there are three different types of a bezdin. There's the bezdin hagodol that's in Yerushalayim, that's made out of 71. It's really made out of 70, and there's one appointed above them all, which is usually called the nosi. He's like the head. Then you have the bezdin shachav gimel, which is, that's the mitzvah deraisa here to should be appointed in all the cities. And they have the koyach, the paskin, dinei nefashos, to kill somebody. And then you have the bezdin shal shleisha, Rabbeinu Bachaya said, that's only metakonas chachomim heim. Shemamidu moisum bir, shein bo chof, kuf chof Yisraelim. If you don't have 120 Yisraelim living there, then there's no mitzvah mediraisa to have a bezdin of chof gimel, but rather just metakonas chachomim, there's a mitzvah to have a bezdin shal shleisha. Mashenkin, once you have 120 Yisraelim living there, then you have the mitzvah midiraisa to make sure there's a bezdin of Chav Gimel in that city. And the Chinuch explains that the sherish of this mitzvah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to start off keeping his halachis machmas eimo. Hey, if you have fear, if you're afraid of the judge, you're afraid of the shoitrim, that's going to cause you to be rogel in doing the mitzvahs. In other words, they're going to tell you what you're supposed to do. They're going to tell you what you're not allowed to do, and you're going to have to listen to them. Because if you don't listen to them, they're going to like beat you up. So it's going to start off machmas yira, you're going to start to do mitzvahs. And he says, from this will come out to be a teva, will come out to be normal for you to do it machmas ava. Like he says, just like k'moy shehateva yachriach hodem l'mashu mavakish, your teva, your character, forces you to do things what you want to. Is kena hergel, when you get used to doing something many, many times, that's choyze boy kain teva, that also makes a character part of you, to make you do toif. So it starts off to have the shoytrim, that you'll start listening to them, machmas the fear of them, and eventually come out, you want to do it machmas ava, you're going to come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's interesting, even though this mitzvah is really only this man that is Eretz Yisrael, and Bizman there's Yei Smicha, which is only in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz. Now we don't have Smicha anymore. So this mitzvah Mediraisa does not apply anymore. Still the Chinuch says, V'yesh lonu lilmoid mizeh, we should learn out from this mitzvah, Sha'af ha'pi she'en lonu hayoyim b'avneseinu smuchim. Even though today we do not have any Bezdin, that's a Samuch, still he says, She'yesh l'chol k'hol l'chol she'b'chol mokim l'manayz b'neyem k'sas min ha'tevim shvem, that still there's an inyan to appoint somebody in each city, in each community, that he should be above them all to take care of the matters of halacha, negei to mamin, negei to other things, to put them on the right derech. Like still you should have a rav in the city that he should want to paskin the shailas to tell people exactly what to do. Now the Rabbeinu Bechai explained what's the smichus. Why does this mitzvah of shoftim come right after the parsha of the end of Re'ei, which was talking about the mitzvah of Gimel Regolim, that there's a mitzvah to go to the Beis Hamikdash and all three Yom Tovim of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. And he says, because really we know there's the Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim, the 71. And people go up to Yerushalayim on all the Yom Tovim. So people may think, why do I have to have a Beis Din? In my city, all my questions, all my shalas I have, I'll store them up, I'll write them down. And when I go to Yerushalayim to go Eilu Regal on Pesach or on Shavuos, on Sukkot, then I'll ask all my questions to the Beis Din HaGadol. So the Torah is telling us, no, don't think like that. You should know, Shoftim v'Shoftim Titein L'cho. You need it for yourself every single day, like you need a Beis Din. You have to ask questions every single day. Don't just say, I'll make a list, and eventually at the end I'll ask all my questions. Questions come up every single day, and you have to know every single day what's the right way. What's the right way to do the mitzvahs? What's the averus to stay away from? The Torah is teaching us, no, you have to have shaitrim v'shaitrim every single day to put you on the right way. And then in Pasuk Chof it says, tzedek, tzedek, tirdof, you should run after tzedek, justice, l'man tichye, in order that you should live, v'yarash tes oretz, you'll inherit Eretz Yisrael, asher Hashem l'kech noisin loch, that Hashem gives us. So Rashi says, what does it mean, l'man tichye v'yarash tes oretz, in order that you should live and inherit Eretz Yisrael? So Rashi says from the Sefri that Kedaihu Minoy HaDayonim, it's worth it for this mitzvah to appoint Dayonim. It's the mitzvah of Shoitrim B'Shoitrim, Haksherim Lahachyos Es Yisrael Ulohayshivim Al Admosim. It's Kedai, this mitzvah of appointing Shoftim, to keep Yisrael alive and to keep Eretz Yisrael. The question is, what's so great about this mitzvah of Shoftim v'Shoftim that because of this mitzvah, Klal Yisrael will stay alive and inherit Eretz Yisrael? And also, what's the double lashon of Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof? Why does it say twice Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof? And the Divrei Yecheskel once explained this, like the Medrash says here. The Medrash says, Omer Rabbi Elazar, Im Yesh Din Ein Din, V'Yem Ein Din Yesh Din. If there is a judgment, then there's no judgment. But if there's no judgment, then there is judgment. Ma kein, what does this mean? El Omer Reb Loza, Im yesh din lamato, ein din lamala. That means if lamata here on this world, we make our own judgment, then in Shemayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have to make his judgment. That's what the Medrash says. And the pshat is that if Klal Yisrael takes care of themselves, they give themselves their own judgment. Like if you do an avera, you do some punishment to yourself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts it as if that's the punishment, and he would not have to give you a punishment in Shemayim. But if you do not make a Beis Din on this world, you do not take care of what you do wrong, then in Shemayim they're going to have to give you a din. So he wants to say that's the double lashon of tzedek tzedek tirdof. In other words, if we do tzedek on this world, we do mishpat. If we do something wrong, we punish ourselves. When we do things, we watch what we're doing. So if we do tzedek on this world, that's going to make it that in Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also going to give us midas hachesed, midas hatzdokah. And it'll be mevatel his din in Shemayim. So he wants to explain that's also what Rashi means. Kidayu mina hadayonim. That we have dayonim on this world, and we paskin ois, we give a psak that if we do something wrong, what we would deserve. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have to have his midas of din and to like to punish us in Shemayim. Rather, we only need to get what Beis Din tells us here. So Mela, that's going to keep us in Eretz Yisrael. That will keep away from us the din of Shemayim, and we'll only have the din Boretz, and therefore Klal Yisrael will be zeichet to stay in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, that if we take care of the midas ha-din, of the punishment, of the judgment on this world, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shemayim does not have to give us din anymore. He will only go kesedah with his midas of rachmonis, with his midas of chesed, and mele he'll keep Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, and he'll keep Klal Yisrael alive, because that's the rotzmon HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. It's only because if they do averis that then the Midas Adin says there has to be punishment, there has to be destruction to Klal Yisrael, to Eretz Yisrael. So the way to keep away the Midas Adin of Shemayim is the fact that we have our own Midas Adin, our own judgment on this world. So when we have Shoftim v'Shoftim, we have judges to take care of us, they give us the Psak Din, then in Shemayim, Hashem does not have to give us His Psak Din, His Midas Adin, but rather only with Rachamim and with Chesed, the Mela will be Zaycha to live long and stay in Eretz Yisrael. Now it's Yidua that Rav Yisrael Salanta used to say that this mitzvah of Shoftim v'Shoftim, even though the mitzvah is to appoint the Beis Din, but really it applies to every single yochid, every single person. That a person has to be a dayan, the judge over himself. He has to give himself his own din. You have to sit down to think and be mizbeinin what you are doing right, what you are doing wrong, and what you deserve for doing these things wrong, and how you're going to fix yourself, how you're going to fix yourself up, and how you're going to put yourself on the right derech. So every person really has to be his own dayan to take care of himself. And really, the Mashgiach, Rabbi Yeruchim Tzatzal, wanted to say that's Pshan's first pasuk that it says, Shoftim v'Shoftrim titein l'cho, that there's a mitzvah to have the judges titein l'cho to give to you. What's this lashon of l'cho? An extra word here, titein l'cho to you. It's not like to you to call yochid v'yochid. This is a mitzvah on the tzibur, that the whole community has to have a bezdin. What's this lashon of titein l'cho, mashma for every single yochid l'cho to you? So he also wanted to explain that the Indian to have Shoftim is to teach us the right ways and to stop doing the bad ways. Now doing bad, what we do begoli, what everybody sees while we're doing bad, it's possible for the Shoftim, the Dayan, to tell us we're doing something wrong. However, what's going to be with the averis we do in our life? That we do b'seiser, nobody knows about it. Only you yourself know what you're doing wrong. The tithes you have, the yetzahara you have, nobody else knows about it, only you. So who's going to tell you to make yourself better? That's what the Pasuk is saying now. Shoftim v'Shoftrim really says the Rizit Tzal learns Pshan the Pasuk in Mishlei. But the Pasuk says, L'Das Chochmo Musa. You should know Chochmo and Musa. So he says, what's called Chochmo, what's called Musa? So the Rizit Tzal said that Chochmo means Yediyas HaDayonim. It means to know the Psak Halacha, what the Dayonim will tell you. That's called Chochmo. U Musa? That's what the person himself has to realize, he himself, how bad it is to go against the Torah. So, Musa means for you yourself to fix up how you yourself don't act the right way. So he wants to say that pshat from Shoftim v'Shoftrim. That Shoftim, that's connected Chochma. The judges, they'll tell you exactly what they see you're doing wrong, they'll tell you. And encourage you to do the right way. The Shoytrim, that goes connected Musar, means every single person has to really be his own Shoytrim, has to take care of himself, to work on his own Midas, his own Yetzara, his own hidden Tivus. So that's why the Pasuk says, Titein L'cho, means every single person has to put inside him this Indian of a Shoyfet and a Shoytrim to watch over yourself, to be a judge over yourself. This is like Rabbi Yisrael Slant used to say, that every person really is his own din, his own dayan. And before now, we're holding by Rosh Chodesh Elul, that Rosh Chodesh Elul, the Chodesh of Elul, that's the Zman of Esoris, to prepare a person for Rosh Hashanah for the Yom HaDin. Now this Medrash is a tremendous chus on Klal Yisrael to protect yourself from the Yom HaDin on Rosh Hashanah. That this Medrash says that if there's Yesh Din, Ein Din, that means if we take care of ourselves, and we give ourselves our own psak din. That means even not we don't have a bez din, but we ourselves know exactly what we're doing wrong, the things we think bad, the machshavas rois that we have, the yetzara that we have. And if a person thinks into it and gives himself his own din, he puts his own punishment upon himself. He teaches himself and he tries to make himself better. In other words, he passes his voice that he's wrong, and now he's going to start doing the right way. If you act like this, then you should know min Hashemayim, they do not have to give you a din. So in Shemayim, Hashem will not have to give you the midas adin, the bad punishment you get from Shemayim. But rather, Kodesh Baruch Hu would rely on the din that you yourself are giving yourself. And we know what a person does to himself is much more rachmonis, will be much more lenient. So therefore, this is an inyan to start working during Chodesh Elul, which is that every person should start being his own dayan, his own judge, over himself, to really be mizboina, think into what you're doing right and what you're doing wrong, and whatever you're doing wrong, to start to work on it, to make it right. And this is also one of the reasons why the Chum made a takona to blow the shofar every day on Chodesh Elul. Really, like the Rambam says, that afa pishet kiyah shofar gzeras hakosiv, of a remez yeshboi kloima, from oru yishonim mishinaschem, that the shofar is something that wakes us up. It's supposed to wake us up to start to do tshuva. Like we're saying, the way to do tshuva is that a person should be his own dayan, to look into his own actions, to make sure what he's doing right and what he's doing wrong. Now, really, the Michtav Meliyol talks about this, that even though you have to look over yourself, with saying there are certain things that you think bad, your machshava, your inside, your seiser, that other people do not know about it, so therefore you have to be a judge about it, but it doesn't mean you should give your own judgment. Like, a person always has to realize that a person is a nageya bedover. In other words, upon yourself, a person doesn't like to see bad. You always try and answer yourself that what I'm doing is right. And really, like the Pasuk says in Pasuk Yates, that loisata mishpat, don't put judgment to the side. Loisake ponim, don't respect somebody. Loisikach sheichet, don't take bribery. Ki ha-sheichet yavarene chachomim v'yisala divrei tzadikim. Because even the wise people also would lose out if they take sheichet. In other words, if you hear one side more than the other side, because somebody gives you a bribe, so even though you're a tzaddik, even though you're a chacham, still you're going to be neither to listen to that side more than the other side. Then that's not going to be a mishpat shalems. Now, a person always has to realize about yourself, you always turn to the side that you're always right. So even though you're thinking what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong, the psak, the maskona, what your outcome can't be from you yourself. Of course, you still have to go to a rov, you still have to have a shoift and a shoitrim. You still have to ask the psak from a Talmud Chochem, from somebody that does not have any negias, from somebody that does not have any shoichet. He does not turn one way more than the other way. He could really see the emes, the truth, what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. We're only saying that things that are hidden, you're the only one that knows about it. So you yourself first have to think about it, to talk it over, to ask a shayla, to make sure what you think is right is really right, and if it's wrong, to ask a shayla to find out exactly what you are supposed to do from now on. Then Pasuk Chof Aleph says, Loisita lecho asherah koleitz, you should not plant any tree. Eitzel mizbeach Hashem lekecha, near the mizbeach of Hashem, asher tasluch, that you should make for Hashem. Now the pshat from this mitzvah is that near the Mizbeach or near the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to plant any trees at all. And the Rambam explains the reason why it's also. The Rambam says because the Goyim, when they used to worship their Avodah Zorah, they used to plant trees there. So in order to keep us away from thinking about Avodah Zorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want us to plant trees in his Mizbeach or his Beis HaMikdash. Now it's interesting, the Gemara dashes from this, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Zion, that says, Amr HaShlokish, Kol HaMaimid Dayin Shein HaHogin, whoever puts up a Dayin, a judge, that's not fit to be one, is Kilo Noiteya Asherah B'Yisrael. It's as if you're planting an Asherah, Poshit means, a tree that the Goyim worship for Avodah Zorah. Shenema, that the Pasuk says right now, Shoiftim B'Shoitim Titin Lecho, and the Torah Tamimah once explained this Gemara, the pshat is that if they put up a dayan that's not fit, he's going to paskin, he's going to say the wrong halachas, and that's going to be a mistalek the shechina from Klai Yisrael, it's going to take Hashem away from us. And the same way when you plant an avodah zarah, it also is mistalek, it takes away the shechina from Klai Yisrael. Now what is the pshat from a dayan shloi hogun? What's called a dayan that's not fit to be a dayan? Really, the Gemara in Yevamah says, and Daf Kuftes, that lo'olam yira dayin atzmai. A dayin, a judge, should always look at himself, ki'ilu cheruv manachas ben yakosov, as if a sharp knife, a sharp sword, is right in front of him. In other words, if he paskins the wrong way, he could be killed. U'gehenem p'chusa lo'i mitachtov. And Gehenem is opened up right in front of him. In other words, a real dayan has to have yira shemayim. He has to realize that it's in his hand now to say what the halacha, what the right, what Hashem really wants you to do. And the only way you could do emes is by having this yira in front of you to realize that if you do make a mistake, you may be killed for it. Gehenim is open. So you have to really, really think strongly to make sure it's the emes. That's called the dayan. That's hogin. And if you don't act this way, the chur, that's called the dayan. It's not hogin. It's very nageya. Anytime we have a rov, when you ask shailas to, you have to make sure he's a rov that's hogun, that has this yira shemayim. And really, I once heard of from Chaim Shmuel Levitzal, used to say that he said also, like Rabbi Yisrael Slanta used to say, that a dayin is not only a real bezdin, a judge, but every single person has to be a dayin over himself also. And the pshat in this gemara is lo'olam, for always. That means every single second of the day. Lo'olam. Yira dayin atzma ki lecher monachas ben yakoysa. So the whole day, all the shilas you have throughout the whole day, any question whether to do it or not to do it, you really have to put down with yira shemayim to think if you're doing the right thing. Don't just take it lightly and say, eh, it's nothing wrong, I could do it. You have to make sure it's a shaila, it's a din Torah, like I said often from Rashi, it's kedayu minoy dayonim lahachros es Yisrael, and to keep klayis on Eretz Yisrael. This is a very, very important mitzvah to do, to have the shaitrim b'shaitrim. I was saying it's coming down that every single person is his own dayin, and we have to be a dayin emes, a dayin hogun, that really does it with yira shemayim. And if not, it may come out to be the wrong psak, the wrong halacha, and that only causes that the shechinah should go away from us, and that's mamish doima to planting an asherah, an avodah zarah. Then in Perek Yud Zayin, the psukim talk about that if you find somebody in the city that worshipped an avodah zarah, the halacha is you have to kill them. The first, Huga Dachov, Veshemate, Bderash, Tehetiv, Hine Emes, Nachan, Adov, Nesha, Tehetiv, Azaz, Yisrael, you checked out very carefully with Tuedim that the person did the Aveira of Avodah Zarah. Then it says, Vyoitseis, or Yisisha, who take this person out, or Yisisha, that they did the bed, and you have to stone him. And it says then, in Pasuk Vov, Al Pi Shnayim Edim, or Shloisha Edim, Yuma Sameis. With two or three Edim, you kill the person. Lo Yuma Sapi Edechot. But with one aid, you can't kill him. Then the Pasuk says, Yad Edim Tia Boi Barishayna. The Edim themselves, the two witnesses that saw this person do the Avodah Zarah, they have to be there first, Lahamisoi, to kill him. In other words, they're the one, like by skill, you throw him off the cliff. They are the one, the Edim, the one that saw this person do the Avodah Zarah, they have to be there to kill him. The Yad Kolom Bachron, everybody else is afterwards. Uviyarta Horo Mikibecha. You have to wipe out this beard from amongst us. In other words, the union of an Einish, when we kill somebody, is the pshat is we want to take away that Ra, that beard that was caused, the Sherish of Ra should be uprooted from us. And really, that's the reason why they say the Edim themselves are the one that kill him, because the Edim, they are the witnesses that actually saw him do the Avera. And they saw the Ra, the beard, it affected them more than other people that just heard about that they did the beard. Therefore, the Edim that actually saw him doing the Aveira, it affected him much more. He has to wipe out that Sherish, that root of Beard, out of him. So he is the one to kill him, like to show how bad it is to do the Aveira, and for that you deserve to have Misa. And everybody else come afterwards. Now the Pasuk before says, Afi Shnayim Edim Oy Shleish Edim, whether two or three. And the famous question is, if two Edim are enough, why does the Pasuk have to say Shleisha, three? And the Gemara says to Darshan that if you do have three Edim, and they're all saying false, all of them get punished for it. Like you should not think to say, since two are enough, the third one, the last one that came, is not Mala Murad, whether he said it or not, it doesn't make a difference. So he should not get punished if it's Edim Zayimim, or if he's saying a Sheker, Kamashmullah, no. That two and three, the third one also has the same Malacha like the two. That's what the Medrash speaks out here, and the Medrash says, from here we learn out, that if a third person, that just is a tuffel to people doing bad, in other words, if the Edom are saying false, that they want to kill somebody else for no reason, so halacha of Edom Zimim is we kill him, so when you have three of them, it's the same halacha with all three. So the tuffel, the person that just helps along, has an oinish as if he's doing the actual avera. So the Medrash says it's a kal v'choyim l'tzaratayv, that if people are going to do mitzvahs, and you help them along, you go along with them, even though you're only a tofel, you're only secondary, you are not the one that decided to do the mitzvah, you're only helping along the other people, you should know you'll also get back tremendous char, as if you are doing the mitzvah itself. Then Pasik Ches says, Ki yipole mimcho dover la mishpat ben dom lindom, when you're not going to know exactly what the halacha is. In other words, even though there's a mitzvah to have shoftim v'shoftim b'chol ir v'ir, let's say those shoftim themselves are not sure exactly what the halacha is, so then the halacha is that v'kamto v'lisa l'mokom ashir v'hashem l'kech aboy. Then the mitzvah is to go up to the Bezdin HaGodol that's in Yerushalayim and ask them the question. Then the pasuk says, uvoser l'kohanim halaviyim v'lashofet ashiyah b'yomim haim. You should go up to Yerushalayim, and you have to go to the Kohen, to the Shofet, that's there at that time, by Yom HaMehem. And on this, Rashi brings down, by Yom HaMehem, that the afilu enoi kishar Shoftim, shoy lefonu, even though they're not as great as the Shoftim that were there before, at atzorach l'shmoyaloi, still you have to listen to him now. Like the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, ein lecho el l'shofet sheb yomecho, you only have the Shofet that's there in your times. Like the Gemara says that Yiftach b'doray kishmul b'doray. In other words, that every single door has their tzaddikim, has their gedolim, and we have to listen to the gedolim that we have in our times. Now, once had over from Chaim Shalevitz Tzal, he once had a shmuz about this, that people make mistakes and people think that if you would have the gedolim from the Friedi Gedoris, if you would have right now Rav Kivega, if you would have right now Chaim Seif in front of us, the Gedolim from the generations of before, people think how great we would be. They don't look up to the Gedolim we have right now. They think, who are they? They're so small compared to the Gedolim before. And that's wrong, because if the Gedolim from the generations before would be here right now, we would not get from them. In other words, every generation needs their Gedolim. Hashem specially put out the Gedolim in the different generations, because each generation, the door themselves changed so much that for this generation now, this is the Gadol you need. And really, there's a Chazal like this that is brought down by Moshe Rabbeinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him every single door, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him the manhig of that door. So the question they asked, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show Moshe Rabbeinu all the manhigim, all the great leaders of Klai Yisrael. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to show him each door, each generation, also the people? He should have just showed him all the manhigim, all the rulers, all the gedolim of each generation. And the Farshim want to say that the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have just showed Moshe Rabbeinu the manhigim, the gedolim. It could be that the gadol doesn't look like a gadol. Moshe would say, how could you point such a person? He should be the gadol. And the Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to show him the door. If you see the generation, you see the people of this generation, this is the gadol that's fit for them. But the pasuk is saying right now, Ein lecho the count of Elisa El Hashofet Asheyiyah Bayom Mehem, that you should go to the Shofet that's going to be at that time. Now the Gemara says, Ein Luchel the Shofet Sheb Yomecho. You should know every single generation has their Shofet, their Godol, that's fit for that generation. And we should not go and think, oh, how great it would be if we would have the Gedolim from the generations before. We have to know that Hashem gives us Gedolim in every single generation, and we have to take advantage of what we have. We want to explain then, that's why it's brought down, that in the time of the Gro, when the Gro was alive, the Pesach of that time was the Nedev Yehuda. Not the Gro, and the question was, how come people used to talk to the Nedev Yehuda more, like he used to have, he had Shalat Teshuvas, he had Tzvekis, he had doubts, what to do, so he passed him in a Sofik, this is what you should do. Like he used to say, how come people didn't go so much to the Gro, there he would tell you clearly exactly what to do. And he used to say that the Pshat is that the Gro was so great, he was greater than his generation. Therefore, the generation cannot get that much out of him. The generation got more out of the Nedev Yehuda. Like we're saying now, we have to take advantage of the Gedolim we have in our generation, and we should not go and say they're not so great, they don't know anything, they're not as good as the Gedolim before. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives every single generation their Gedolim for what they need. And like the next Pasuk, Pasuk Yud Aleph says, Al pi ha-Torah she-yerucha, according to the Torah that they'll teach you, v'al ha-mishpat ha-she-yoymu l'cho tase, you should do. Lo'y sosur min ha-dover ha-she-yagidu l'cho yomenu smil. Do not turn away from what they tell you, right or left. In other words, this is the mitzvah's essay to listen to Chachamim. Loisosur, don't go away from what they tell you, but we have to listen to the Chachamim. And Rashi brings down the famous Rashi. What does it mean, Yamin Usmer, right or left? That Afilu Oimelecho, Al Yamin Shu Smer, even if they tell you what you think is right, is your right hand, they'll tell you it's the left. The Al Smer Shu Yamin, even something you think is the left part, they'll tell you it's the right part, you have to believe them. In other words, you think it's the right, you think it's the left. But really, the Chachamim know more than you, you have to listen to them. The Chol Shechein, Shoimelecho Al Yamin Yamin, the Al Smer Smer. That's the Sefri. This is the mitzvah of Emunas Chachomim, to have belief in what the Talmid Chachomim tell us. They are right. Even though sometimes we think we know more than them, they're making a mistake. It's not that way. There's a special inyan of Siyata Dishmaya, that Yisoyed Hashem Yireyev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells his Yireyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells his beloved, his Sadikim, special Soydois, they know the Emes. They are the ones to teach us what's the right way, what to do, what's right and what's wrong. And not that we should decide what's right and what's wrong. All right, turn over. Now, what you do on this mitzvah, this loisasai of loisosur, not to go against the Chachomim, is the famous machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban. That the Rambam says from here, it's a mitzvah diraisa to listen to the Chachomim. So whenever the Chachomim, the Rabbonim, came up and made a mitzvah, made a takona, we have to listen to them from this mitzvah of Loisosur. So it comes out really whatever the Chum tell us to do, it's really like the Torah is telling us to do it also. And on this, the Ramban asks, how could that be? Then every Sofet Rabbonin should be Lechumra, just like a Sofet Yerais is Lechumra, Sofet Rabbonin should also be Lechumra. So Ramban learns that what they tell us to do is only like a mitzvah mid Rabbonin. True, there's a mitzvah to listen to them, but exactly what they do, that's not considered that the Torah is telling us that we should do it. And the pshat they say in the Rambam is that even though the Torah is telling us not to listen to the Chachamim, so whatever the Chachamim says as if the Torah is telling us to do it, still a suffix of the Rabbanim is the Kula, because that's the way the Chachamim told us to do it. The Chachamim told us to listen to them only when it's for sure. But whenever we have a doubt if we're supposed to do it or not, that was the Hagdorah, that was the mitzvah of the Rabbanim, that in our suffix we do not have to do it. Then after Sheni, the Pasuk talks about the mitzvah to appoint the king. And the Pasuk says, Ki sovo yel oretz, asher Hashem alakecha loisein loch, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, v'yirishta v'yashavta bo, you'll sit down in Eretz Yisrael, v'yomart, and you will say, O simo alai melech, let's appoint upon us a king, kechol hagoyim asher svivoysof, like all the other nations that are among us. So the Pasuk says, soin tosim alakha melech, you should appoint upon yourself a king, Asher Yivchar Hashem Alekecha Boy, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will choose. Mikerav Achecha Tosem Alecha Melech, he has to be another Jew from your brothers, not a Goy. Loisuchu Loseis Alecha Ish Nochri Asher Lo Yachichahu. You're not allowed to appoint a Nochri, a stranger that's not from your brothers. This is a mitzvah's essay, like the Chinuch brings down, to appoint a king after you come into Eretz Yisrael. Like really the Gemara Dashins, that Tanya Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Sholosh Mitzvos Nitztavu Yisroel V'chnisos Amoros. There are three special mitzvahs Klal Yisrael had when they first came into Eretz Yisrael. Lahamed Lohan Melech, that was the first mitzvah to appoint a king. Or Lahachriz Azara Shalomolek, then they had to go to kill out all the Amalekim. To live Nois Lem Beis Abchirin, then to build the Beis Abchirin. And the Gemara Dashim from this Pasuk, it's a mitzvah essay to appoint a king. And the Chinuch explains that the sherish of this mitzvah is Ki lo yiskayim yishuv on b'sholem b'iltizeh. There won't be peace and nice living together without a king. You need a rush, you need somebody to lead you, that there should be yishuv, nice living together peacefully. Now the Mefarshim asked the question that the first Pasuk says that when you come to Eretz Yisrael v'yomar to, and you will say, like Osimo alai melech, let's appoint upon us a king, like all the other nations that are around us. So the question is, we know what happened at the time of Shmuel, when Klal Yisrael came to ask for a king, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu got very angry at them. And there it says, because the Yidden said, the Jews said, let's have a king like the other Goyim have kings. And Hashem gets very angry, it wasn't the right way to ask for a king. So the question is, here the Torah says also like that. The Torah says, That we should have a king like all the other nations that have. So what was the big chet that happened v'yemei Shmuel? So the Ramban over here asked the question, and the Ramban learns that the Pasuk now is saying really a nevuah. The Pasuk is not saying something that's right, what you should do. Rather, the Pasuk is just saying the asidus, what Klal Yisrael is eventually going to do. Like v'yomarta means this is what you're going to do, v'yomarta simolei melech. You're going to ask for a king, and the reason, k'chol ha'goyim ashesh v'yvoysoi. In other words, really, this is not what Hashem wants from us. Just the Torah is saying, the Torah is nevuah, the Torah is saying the future, what is going to happen. Other Mepharshim learn, no. Other Mepharshim learn that the Torah here is explaining the mitzvah of having a king. And there's a difference from the way Klal Yisrael asked for it, b'yimei Shmuel, that at that time it was an Aveira. And the Hemek Dover once explained, really like the Chinuch we just said, that the Chinuch says that the Indian of having a king is that there should be peace, that the people should live peacefully with one another. In other words, the king is not here really to paskin shailus, tell us what the mishpat, what the din is. To tell us what the halacha is, that we have shayftim. For that purpose, we have a bezdin. For actually going out to fight, to have mechama, for that there's a special inyan of a mechamas reshus, mechamas mitzvah. We have to rely on the v'tumim. We have a special melech for that. We have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, that the pasuk says, v'chol ha'goyim, it doesn't really mean just like the other nations have a king. When the other nations have a king, the king is the total ruler. He makes up the laws. He goes out to fight. When he is killed, they're a lost nation. He is the ruler over the whole nation. By Klal Yisrael, it's not that way. The ruler is still HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's still a bezdin. There are still other halachas. The purpose of the king is just to make the domestic laws how to keep peace between one another, between the Klal Yisrael. So that's from this pasuk also. That's where the Hemek Dava learns. That os osim olai melech kechol hagoyim asher sivoysoi means just the way the nations live. The same way the nation lives was in peace. Because to have a ruler over them, to teach them how to be in peace, that's why you have to have a melech over Klal Yisrael also. But as far as milchama goes, or as far as shayftim goes, to make the laws, that's not in the hands of the melech. So that was the chet. By b'yemei Shmuel, there Klal Yisrael came and said, they should make upon us v'shofteinu makenu, that they want k'chol hagoyim. They want our king to be a shayfit also. He should be the one to pass and to make up the halachas. That's the way the goyim do. But that's not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Klal Yisrael to do. Then the pasuk says about the king, Rak lo yarbe lo yisusim, he should not have too many horses, v'lo yoshev esom Mitzrayim, in order that he should not bring his nation to come back to Mitzrayim, l'man harbe yisus, in order to get more horses. V'ashem omar lechem lo yisusif v'lo yoshev derech hazoy. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us not to go back to Eretz Mitzrayim. So from here, the Mepharshim bring down that there's a mitzvah not to live in Mitzrayim. You're not allowed to live there. Like really, they ask the question, the Torah is telling us a mitzvah now for the king not to have too many horses. So why does the Torah have to explain itself to say why, say the reason here more than other mitzvahs? Why does it say the reason in order not to want to go back to Mitzrayim? Mepharshim say because the reason is telling us a new mitzvah, that there's such a mitzvah not to live in Mitzrayim. The question Mepharshim asks, how come we know there were people that did go back tzaddikim to live in Mitzrayim? Even the Rambam lived in Mitzrayim. See, look, the Torah is telling us we're not allowed to live in Mitzrayim. So there are a few different roots in. Some want to say the Easter was only to go from Eretz Yisrael into Mitzrayim. But to go a different route, you are allowed to go. Some say the only asked to live in Mitzrayim when the Mitzrayim were living there. But now after Sancheriv came and mixed them all around, that the real Mitzrayim are not living in Mitzrayim anymore, so now we are allowed to live there. And the third thing is that the only asked at this generation now not to live in Mitzrayim, but the Duris, you are allowed to live in Mitzrayim. I call upon him here, the Torah says the reason not to have too many horses, in order not to want to go back to Mitzrayim, where they have a very, very good horses there. Then the Pasuk says, Lo Yar B'lo Enoshim, he's not have too many wives. The same thing, B'lo Yosser Levavoy, that his wife should not turn away his heart. The chesed is of la yar beloy, the same thing, you shouldn't have too much money. That's also the same thing. It's explaining that these are halachas. You have to watch yourself not to have things that will take you away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the pasuk says, v'ho yikishifli akise mamlachte, when he's sitting on his throne like, v'chosav lo yes mishna Torah. He has to have two sifrei Torah, like Rashi says. Achash yimunachas v'beis gnozoi, one that he has hidden in his treasure, the achash and one that always goes out and stays with him. al sefer milifnei hakahanim halavim. Then the pasuk says, "Yutas v'hoyse imoy." The sefer Torah has to be with him. The korah boy and he has to read from it kol yemei chayiv, all his lifetime. Laman yilmoid liyiras Hashem lakov, that he should learn to fear Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Lishmor as kol divrei Torah azoyis v'yasachukim oela lasoysim, in order to do all the mitzvahs. And the reason why there's a special mitzvah for the melech to have a special sefer Torah and to always learn from it, like the next pasuk says, because levilti rum levavoy, in order that he should not become extolled in his heart, me'echa from the rest of his brothers, or levilti surman a mitzvah yom resmoil. And the mela, if you feel great upon yourself, it's very easy to turn away, not to do the mitzvahs the right way. So therefore, the Torah has to warn the king, even though you're the melech, and you're the one that everybody has to give you cover to. Like Melech Shemochla Kvoide Ein Kvoide Mochel, we are not allowed to forgive a king cannot forgive on his covet, his respect. Klal Yisrael has to respect the king. Still, the king himself has to make sure not to exalt himself, to go away from doing the mitzvahs. And therefore, he has to learn the Torah Kol Yemei Chayiv. And therefore, Laman Yaruch Yomam Amalachto, who will one of the care of Yisrael. If he does this, if he does learn, then from this will come out, I'll have an arichas yomim, I'll have a long life. And interesting, before Shem say that, after the pasuk says, the korah boy kol yemei chayav, the king has to read from the Torah all his life. That means that shenichnas imoy, the type of Torah has to go wherever he goes. That kushu nichnas lir nechnesas imoy, or kushu yoshev v'din hi imoy, or kushu meisev l'suda ha type of Torah kenegdoi. Wherever he is, he's passing a shayla, he's eating, he's lying down, he always has to have the Sefer Torah with him. And the pasuk says, Laman yilmod liyiras Hashem lakov, he'll learn to have yira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Sefri says that the pshat is that Shahat Talmud nevila de yira, from learning the Torah, you'll come to have yira, fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yira Mevila De Shemira. If you have fear from Hashem, that will bring you to watch, to make sure you do the mitzvah the right way. O Shemira Mevila De Maisa. And by watching yourself, being very careful to do the mitzvahs, you'll eventually come Lide Maisa to do the mitzvahs. And really, this is like the Sefer Mesilas Yesharim that goes on the Braisa on the Rav Pinchas Ben Yoir. That the Gemara in Avodah Zarah brings down that Mikanam Rav Pinchas Ben Yoir. That Torah mevilu de zehirus. If you learn Torah, bring it to the midah of zehirus. Zehirus mevilu de zerizus. Zerizus mevilu de nekias. Nekias mevilu de precious. Precious mevilu de tyra. Tyra mevilu de chasidus. Chasidus mevilu de anova. Anova mevilu de yiraschet. Yiraschet mevilu de kedusha. Kedusha mevilu de ruach kodesh. Ruach kodesh mevilu de tchias amesim. In other words, and this for the hezbra of this, you have to learn through the whole cipher Masilas Yesharim. But just by sitting down to learn Torah, it builds you up from one madrega to a bigger madrega, until finally you come to a Baal Ruach HaKadosh. Now, Rav Chaim Shmuel Eved Zatzal has a shmuz about this, and if, like, how come Lamaisa we don't see so much like this? We see people sat down to learn Torah, they came to the Talmud, but we don't see them come to so much Zehira Zerizus. We don't see them come to so much Yura Shemayim and so much Maisa. How come? Here we're saying by learning Torah, like by the Melech, he has this mitzvah to learn Torah in order to come to the midah of Yira, to come to big midas. And he explained that the mila of the melech was, like we just said, kol yemei chayiv means that he has to learn the Torah without a hefzik, keseda, without a break. If you do mitzvahs, if you learn Torah without a break, without a hesek hadas, without taking out time, then you will come to all these great madregas, like your Pinchas Ben Yorah says. Like it says, even the Gemara in Sanhedrin on the Chof Aleph says, that really there's a havamit to say that the king even has to take the Sefer Torah with him into the Beis HaKisi, into the Beis HaMerchatz. But we have a pasuk that says, no, b'hois imoy, it means b'mokam aruy l'kriya. But without the special pasuk, there was a havamin to think that a king even has to have the Sefer Torah with him in the Beis HaMerchatz, when he's taking a shower, or in the Beis HaKisi. In other words, that's called learning without a hefzik, without taking out time, without being a sirach das. So these haftochis, that through learning, will bring you to all these great madregas. The Ikar Avtochis is if you learn Keseda without Havsekim, without intervals. However, the way we do that, we have too many intervals in between, that's why we don't see that much fruit. But I'll call upon him as much as we could, of course we have to do it. The little bit we do at a time, we start off, eventually we'll come to do more and more. Then the Torah talks about the mishpat of the Kohanim, exactly how we have to act with the Kohanim and Levim, that they do not have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, but rather, Ishi Hashem v'nachlosa yechelun. In other words, there's a mitzvah to give them trumois, maisrois, give them matnas kuhuna. It talks about in how we take care of the Kohanim. Then the psukim talk about that lo yimotzei v'cho mavir b'no yuvita v'esh kaisum k'son u'moinin u'menachesh u'mechashin. People should not go after witchcraft. V'choy v'chove v'sholev yedoni v'derash alameisim. Kisoy v'as Hashem kol oise eilu Hashem hates anybody that does these things. V'glala t'oeva yis eilu Hashem l'kecho m'irish oise mifanecha. If you do these bad things, Hashem will throw us out from Eretz Yisrael. Rather, the pasuk ends off right before Chamishi that tomim tiye im Hashem l'kecho. We should always be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The question is, what's the smichas? How come after talking about a king, the mitzvah of appointing a melech, do we talk about the mishpat of the Kohanim, and we talk about not to go after witchcraft, not to go after kaisam ksamim moinenum nachish umechashim? So some of Farshim want to say this is like the nevuah, like what happened with Shaul. We know Shaul did two chatoyim. Shaul's two chatoyim was he killed out Noiv Ira Kohanim. He did not have enough respect for the Kohanim. And then he was Shaul v'oiv yedoyim. So like now the Torah is warning a king to be very careful, to be, first of all, we know you covered, give respect to Kohanim. They are special people. You see there's a special mitzvah to give them matnas kuna. And secondly, be careful not to go after witchcraft. Don't ask Shaul v'oiv yedoyim. But rather, like the pasuk ends off, Tomim Tiyim Hashem Lekechem. We should always rely only on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Rashi says, Tomim Tiyim, Rashi says, Hishalach Imoy B'tmimus. Go with him wholeheartedly. Utitzapaloi, and hope for him. V'loi Techak Rachar Asidus. Don't look and try and find out what's going to happen in the future. Ela Kolma Sheyovi Alecha. Anything that's going to happen to you, Kabel B'tmimus. You accept it upon yourself. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to happen. Then you're going to be in a portion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, we don't go after the test of witchcraft, what's going to happen, what's going to be the future, but rather we only have trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to us, we accept it upon ourselves. And the Reim say this is a mitzvah sesei of Tomim Tiyim in Hashem Lekecho. Whatever happens to us, we always have to realize this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be. We have to accept it. We have to be tamim, completely relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not in any other factor, any other type of way to find out what's going to happen. Then after Shishi in Perikov, the Pasuk says, Ki seitzei lamulchom alo yevecho. When you go to have war against your enemies, v'risa sus v'rechav am rav nimcho, when you see a lot of people coming, a lot of chariots, is loisiru mehen, there's a lot of hatari, you're not allowed to be afraid of them. Ki Hashem olokech imoch, that the Kodesh Baruch was with you. Ha malchum eros Mitzrayim, that took us out of Mitzrayim. Again, Pasuk Beis, for hoya ke korobchem el hamochoma, when you become close to have the war, v'nigash ha-koin v'dibur elom, that the Kohen has to go to the people and speak to the people. And this was a special king, HaMashuach, Mechoma, that was appointed just to be the leader-like of the war. And he should talk to them in Lashon HaKodesh, Rashi says, V'yomer aleim, and this king, the Melech HaMashuach, has to tell them, Shema Yisrael, listen, Atem kreivim hayom la'mechom alayvechem. You are going now to have war against your enemies. Al yeirach levavchem. Your heart should not be faint. V'yal tiru, don't be afraid. V'yal tachtezu, and don't like hurry. The al taratzu mipneim. Again, don't be terrified because of them. In other words, like Musun speak out, the Chinuch says, there are four different lavim here. Four different averis that when you go to have a war against the enemies, you are not allowed to be afraid of them. Why? The Pasuk says in Dalid, Ki Hashem olokechem ohelech imochem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going with you. Li lochem to fight lochem for you. Imoy veichem lohishiyaschem. Hashem is the one to help you. Therefore, you're not allowed to be afraid of these goyim. And at the beginning of the pasuk that it says V'yomar aleihem Shema Yisrael, so Rashi brings down and says that Afilu ein b'chem chus ela kriya shmo b'lvad. If like the only mitzvah you have, the people that are going to war, is only for the fact that they do the mitzvah of kriya shma. They say kriya shma in the morning and at night is kedai atem shiashiyaschem. It's worth it. You're worthy of being saved from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in other words, we have this lav now not to be afraid of war when you see the goyim there, but rather have bitachin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the question Rav Chaim Shmuel Levinsohn used to ask, like, how is it possible the Torah to give a lav, like, to not to be afraid when you go to have war? Like, that's a metzias. When you go to have war, you see blood, you see the guns, you see the shooting, you get scared, your heart gets, you become afraid. So this is an instant, like, you're an honest, like. Like, how could the Torah give you a lav not to be afraid, not to be terrified by war? If in the metzias is, you're in the middle of the war, you see the blood, you see everything, you get afraid. How is it possible the Torah to give a lav? Like we said, not only one lav, but it's four lavim here. How is that possible? And Reb Chaim Zatzal used to explain like this, to say that, true, right now you're an ons. Right now at your madrega, that you're at war and you become afraid of the goyim, the enemy, you're an ons, like it's forced upon you. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you is that beforehand, you should have been Isaac in Yirah Shemayim, you should have been at such a high madrega in Bitochen and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you should not come to be afraid of Hashem. So the tefillah, what Hashem wants from us is, we have to prepare ourselves and build ourselves up with so much Yirah Shemayim that when we come to such a stage at war, we should not be afraid. So it's not enough to say that right now I'm an honest. True, right now it's forced upon you. You can't help yourself. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from us is that we should have prepared ourselves beforehand to be at a bigger madrega of Yirah Shemayim. And he used to explain this the same shot by Sarah. That's brought down that the Malach spoke to Sarah and it said that Sarah started to laugh. So then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told that Sarah, why did you laugh? Sarah answered back and said, Loiki tzachokti. She said, no, I didn't laugh. The question was, did she or didn't she laugh? Like, how come Sarah said she didn't laugh? If really she did laugh. And they wanted to explain like this, that really Sarah, she did laugh a little bit when she first heard the news that she's going to have a child. But the laughing then was an instinct. It was like an honest. She didn't really mean to. As soon as she got to her senses right away, she realized that the Dvar Hashem is saying, you're going to have a child, she believed it right away. But just the first second, the first instinct, it was like a laugh to her. So she said, Loi tzachakti, no, I did not laugh, because when I came to my senses, I did not mean to laugh. But the tefillah was still upon sorrow, that your first instinct, the honest, why did you laugh right away, that first second? True, you were an honest at that time, but you should have been at a bigger madrega of Yiras Hashem, B'tochen in Hashem, that no matter what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you, even your instinct should be to believe it, to believe what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you. In other words, even if you'd wake somebody up in the middle of the sleep, and the first second you tell him something, the instinct has to be that you're a bateach, you have trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and whatever Hashem says, you'll believe and accept. Then the psukim go on to say, that the Dibru Hashaitu Melom Lemo Mirisha Shabono Vayishodesh, who built the new house, Leichanocha didn't go to live there yet, is Yelech Yoshev Levesa. He has the right to go home, he does not have to go to war. Ten Yomus Bamachom Vishacha Yachnechenu. That maybe he'll die in the war and someone else will take it over. The next Pasuk, Mirisha Shenota Kerim, who planted a vineyard, Leichilullah Yelech Yoshev Levesa, didn't come to eat the grapes yet, he has the right to go home. Again, pen yomus ba'mechom, maybe you'll die at war. V'yishacha yichalalenu. Or the next pasuk zayin, u'miyisha asher eras isha, who married his wife. V'lo lekoch, he didn't make nisuyim yet. Yelech v'yoshev leveis, he has a right to go home. Pen yomus ba'mechom, v'yishacha yikochenu. Then it says again, v'yosfu hashoitrim l'davr elom. The shoitrim will come and gather together to speak to the people. V'yomru, they will say, mi yo'ish hayorei v'rachaleva. Who is the person that is has fear, and has a faint heart? Is Yelech v'yoshev lebeisai. Let him go home. For lo yimas es levav echav kilvavoi. That he should not make his other brothers also have a faint heart. They should also not be afraid of the mechama. So in order not to cause the other people to be faint, there's this mitzvah for you to go home and not to bother the other ones. Sirashu brings down the famous Gemara in Saita, that Hayore Varachalevov, Rabbi Kivuimer, Kimashmo. It means literally somebody that feels faint or is afraid of the war, so he does not have the right, he should not go to fight, because we're afraid maybe he'll bother the other ones. Rabbi Yosef Viluimer, it means Hayore Miaverish Abiyodin. Somebody that's afraid because he has a lot of Averis. Or the Kachtol Soloi Terwalachar Abayas Makarim Visha. That's Pshan the Psukim before also, that it says if you have a new house, a new wife, a new Kerem, you have a right to go back home is lachasos al achoizum b'shvil averus shebiyodim. Really, it's talking about the people that did averus and they're afraid they'll die at war. But in order not to embarrass them, that they should not say we're going back because we did averus, they'll say we're going back because one of those reasons. The haroya, people that see them going back home, is oimer shem abon avayis. They'll say maybe this person built a new house. True, or not a kerem or yeres isha. Therefore, the Torah gave them a way out not to embarrass these people. But our koponim, the end of this last pasuk says, "V'lo yimas es levav echad kulavav," that you should not make your other brothers also faint and be afraid of the war. So the Ramban brings down here from the Bahag that this is a mitzvah loisasei. "Shelo yimna miloshev shelo yimas levav echad kulavav." There's a loisasei if you do not go home. In other words, if you're such a person that you know you're going to be afraid by war, and by you being afraid, you're going to cause other people around you also to be afraid, there's a law for you, you have to go home. And if you do not go home, you still go to war, you're over a law. The Torah says, don't go to war if you know you're going to be afraid and bother the other people. And Reb Chaim also used to say about this pasuk, that even though the pasuk is talking about Muhammad when you go to have a war, not to bother the other people, to make them feel bad. It's lav dafka by mechoma, but it's kol yimei chayiv. Any time that you have yetzirah to do something bad, you have to do it. Make sure you don't make other people do it also. You're not a machta yesarabim. Like really the Gemara says, what's called chil Hashem? That chil Hashem, that's the worst avera there is, that you have no kapara for it, or it's very hard to have a kapara. The Gemara says, hechidam chil Hashem. So Rashi explains over there, the Gemara in Yuma, that chil Hashem is the thing is that people learn out from you to do bad. If you cause other people to do bad because of you, that's the real chet of chil Hashem. In other words, not only do you do the avera yourself, but you also cause other people to do the avera, they learn out from you. That's a terrible thing, that's chil Hashem. That thing of this pasuk also, v'lo yimas es levav echad, to not make your other brothers also feel bad. Because if you have to do something, if you know you're doing something wrong, do it privately, don't let other people know about it, not to cause other people to also do bad. And me'idah gisa, the biggest chus we can have is kol amazaki esarabim ein chet v'al yodoy, that umatzdiki esarabim kukoychovim li'elam v'ed, that people are mazaki the rabim, to help with other people, make them do averit, make them do mitzvahs. That's the greatest thing we could have. That's the chus, the opposite of chil Hashem, that's the meaning of a kiddush Hashem. A kiddush Hashem is the fact that we cause other people also to do mitzvahs. Other people also to learn. Other people also should learn out from our good actions to do good things. That's what we have to take out from here, to always try and be a mezakeh rabim, to help other people, to mechazik them, that they also should go on the right derech. Then after Shvi, the pasuk talks about the mitzvah of mechemes harishus, that if you go to have war because you want to conquer a city, so the pasuk says, v'chisikra v'alir lilochim oleho v'karosa eleho l'sholem. You have to first try and make peace. Volume Sholem Tanche, if they answer back and say they want to be at peace with you, and then they want to work for you, they want to be our slaves, then the law is we're not allowed to kill them out, but rather we have to make Sholem with them. It's only if they don't accept the peace, they want to come and fight, then we have a right to fight them. And the Chinuch explains that Mishorsha Mitzvahs, Lefisha Midas, Arachmonis, Himida Taiva, we're always supposed to have mercy on people. Even with our enemies, when we go to fight them, we should also have rachmonis upon them. Therefore, it's only mechemes harishus. In other words, we're not talking about the seven amim, the seven nations, that there's a mitzvah badafka to kill them out, like the pasuk says later. And shlelahachyus nishama mishiva amamim. There's a mitzvah says, say, not to let any one of them live. There the Torah says to go kill them out, don't have rachmonis on them. But when a mechemes or reshus, not from the seven nations. We hear it's only if we want to conquer them, at metchila, at the beginning, we have to have mercy upon them to give them the chance to make shalom with us and not to go to fight them. And it's interesting, right after this, the Torah talks about two different mitzvahs. One is the law of Baal Tashchis, not to destroy things. Like it says, Ki sotzer el ir, yom rabim lelochim alel esof shal es tashchis es eitzo. When you're capturing the city, don't stomp, break down its wood. Then doyacholav garzin kimimenu seichel, because from this tree, if it's an apple tree, you can eat from it. V'yoysal esichros, not destroy it. Ki yodam eitz asod lobe mufnechel b'motzer. In other words, it's the law of Baal Tashchis not to destroy things that you could use. Don't destroy this fruit, this tree. Rak eitz asher technically eitz meichlu. Only if a tree you know doesn't give off any fruit, then you let him knock it down. What's the smicha here? The pshat is after mechama. You think you let it go and destroy everything? You have to know. No, there's a midas of rachmanis. You let it destroy only when you have to. But if you don't have to destroy, like a tree here, you don't have to knock down the tree. Don't destroy. Don't get used to this midah of destroying. And that's why the next mitzvah, the end after perek chafalef, talks about inyan of egla rufa. If you find somebody dead in the fields, so the city that's closest to it has to bring an egla rufa. What is the smichas here? Again, because we're talking about mechama now. We're talking about fighting nechemes reshus. And the next parasha talks about kiseitzel mechama. When you go out to have mechama, you may think it's like nothing to kill people. You have a right to kill people. No, you have to realize to know the inyan of egla rufa. Even though one person was found dead, we have to be very worried about it. And to know it's a tremendous chet, a tremendous avera to kill somebody. And for every life that goes, we have to feel very bad about it. Like it says, v'chol zikni irahu akrevim alechalal, yirchatsu eshedeyim ala egla harufa banochal. V'yonu v'yomru yodeinu le'shopcha. Es hadom azev yoneinu le'ro. Kaper li'amcha yisrael eshabadisa Hashem. We have to ask for forgiveness. And it's brought down that why does the gedolim, why does the kainim? Because it says, like Rashi says, the pasuk says, "Yodeinu lo shavcha." We did not kill him. That's what the Zekeinim have to say. So Rashi says, "V'chiyotza aleiv shaziknei bezdin shavcha domenim." Do we think that the Zekeinim of Bezdin, they are the ones that killed somebody? Ela loyreinu upatranu b'lei mezaynis. Could be we didn't feed him enough. Uvalei levoya, we didn't act nice enough to them. That's why it came out that the person died. But I call upon him, we learn out from the Sinan Egla Rufa what it means for one soul to go. Even though we have at times the right to kill people through Mechama, we still have to know when we're allowed to, we're allowed to. But when you're not allowed to, it's a terrible thing, Misa. That's why the Torah now talks about the Parsha of Egla Rufa, in the middle of the Parsha of Mechama. All right, we'll stop here.